Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from November 2015. Mr. Peter Sjösten, Vice President of Polygene, presents Wear More, Wash Less.
My name is Peter Sjösten, and I'm coming from Polygene, and I will talk a little bit about Wear More, Wash Less this afternoon. I will start to talk a little bit about presenting Polygene for you who doesn't know what it is. Polygene is the leading anti-odor product available today, and it makes you feel fresh and hygienic all the time. So whatever you do, whatever you are, you will have the fresh feeling. And here is some of our partners. We are mainly working in the outdoor industry, in the sports area, as we can see from this partner, Planche. We are working with Patagonia, Arteryx, Adidas, Berghaus, and companies like that. We are also growing into new segments like the home textile, bedding, pillows, and things like that. And one area who is growing very fast right now is the fashion or lifestyle area. And of course, if you are sitting here today, when you're out sporting, it's a little bit more acceptable to have the sweat odor, but you definitely don't want to have it when you're working, when you're in the social room. So that area is very, very fast growing. Let's start. We have made a survey where we are looking around all these new studies. When you look at the LCA, the life cycle assessment studies, and looking at the total picture and what is and what the effect of different kind of areas, from the raw material to the bitter end of the product, so to say. And we have the raw material from the beginning. And here there is a lot of project ongoing, try to find new fabrics, try to find the production more environmentally friendly. And that goes also for the fabric production of the textile, where they are trying to make it more environmentally friendly by using less energy, less water, and maybe less chemicals. Then you have the garment production, transportation, and then what we are going to concentrate on today is the consumer use. And then in the end of life. And here there's also a lot of activities ongoing by recycling. But if you look at the total picture, these studies is the basis of this presentation, and I will now go in more detail about it. But first, the summary. 2/3 of the total environmental impact of a garment is coming from the consumer use by washing, ironing, and drying it. 1/3 is coming from the production. And here the industry is making a lot of efforts to with a lot of project to get this 1/3, where we actually could do a big difference by getting the consumer wearing more and wash less. If we then look at these different kind of areas, and energy use, water production, water use, and also the greenhouse gases, the studies you have here, the different kind of studies, and then you have the different kind of from raw material to the end of life. The raw material is 7%. The fabric production is higher, it's 16%. And then you have the garment production, 10%. And the transportation stands for 5% of the environmental impact. But the consumer use is 73%. So the consumer is standing for the 73% of the energy use of the lifetime of the garment. Water use. And here are only two studies, and you can see it's from cotton. And that's also the reason why you have such a high consumption of water in the production phase. But you can imagine if you look at polyester, well, there's no water in the production in the same way. So the percentage will be a very, very big difference. So it will be much higher from the consumer use, which is 54% here. And then if you look at the green gas, you have the studies here, the raw material is 8%, 90%, 4%, 4%, the 65% is from the consumer use. So in summary, 2/3 of the total environmental impact of a garment is the consumer use. So if we from the industry could get out and inform the consumer to wear more and wash less, that would be a huge impact on the environmental. I can take you here. What are you doing tonight with the blouse you have, the t-shirt you have, the top you have, the shirt you have? Most likely all of you will throw it to washing. Then the next question is coming, is it dirty? No, it's not fresh. Water is also a big problem today. The water consumption, I mean, it's a hardcore currency today, water. We're actually lacking water in the world globally today. And here's some example from rivers. The Yellow River, 1972, failed to reach the sea on 15 days for the first time in history. 1997, it fails 226 days. And in China, 60% of all the cities in China are lacking water. And we also think that that is a problem in China or in US or whatever it is. But if you look at something who surprised me a lot, these data from London and UK. It's raining a lot, so they have a lot of water. London is drier than Istanbul. And southeast of England has less water per person than Sudan. And 1.1 billion people are lacking access to water today. 2.7 million find water scarce for at least one per month, per year. So water is a huge problem. We are going to lack water in the future. So by wearing more, wash less, we are going to use less water. We are also saving time. This investigation showing how many minutes or hours or days you are saving for a year, for example, they calculated the loading and the after work for one load of one machine to 28 minutes. So the time the machine is going is not calculated here, but you are stuck to the area. You have to be there. Otherwise, you cannot walk away from the house. If you just add one less loading per week, time-wise, you will add 3 days of free time. And if you look at all these surveys in the world today, when you're talking to a consumer, time is a hardcore currency. It's really, we are really concerned about the time. We are working so much, so time is very important for us. And here is some statement from surveys. A currency often more valuable than money is to free up time and save energy. To help the consumer with this is a gigantic opportunity. Satisfy the consumer desire for a simpler business week and work day. Money comes and money goes, but time never comes back. That's saving time. But if you look at the top three least liked chores, I think you maybe agree with these findings. It's very boring to cleaning the bathroom. It's very boring to laundry, and it's very boring to doing the dishes. It's not only that we don't like to do it, we also save the time. So we can do something more pleasant. And of course, if we wear more and wash less, we save money. This is a survey where they looked into that, and you save approximately $1.34 per load. And that will make up, if you have 392 loads per year, it's around a little bit more than $500 per year in money save. And this is interesting finding. When you laundry, you also damage the garment. And this study is showing only after 3 laundry, you have a negative effect on the pilling, damage appearance. You also have the fabric strains, the durability is affected, and also, of course, the fading. And that is only after 3 washes. So if you wear more and wash less, the garment will last longer as well. And now I will introduce you to a consumer survey we have been doing internationally. It's made in US, Australia, Europe, Scandinavia. It's 300 people we have interviewed. And it's made by the University of Lund in south of Sweden. And the majority of these consumers are in the age between 20 and 30. A very, very interesting consumer group for us in the industry. So let's see the findings. Have you ever thrown clothing away because it smells bad even after washing. 45% said yes. Almost half of the consumer is throwing away the garment after washing because it's smelling. Talk about waste of resources. There was nothing wrong with the t-shirt or whatever it was, but it was smelling. And how often do they wash the garment, the sport top here? You most likely can have the same figures yourself. A little bit more than 80% is washing directly after the one use. And then we ask them, are you willing to wear more and wash less to save the environmental? As you can see here, almost a little bit more than 50% said yes to that. So the consumer has a willing to wear more and wash less. But then, if you then add a functionality to the product, an anti-odor functionality to the product, and then you ask the same question, the willingness is increasing to 80 to 90%. And of course, if you don't have a sweat odor in the t-shirt or in the shirt, I can wear it tomorrow as well. This is also very interesting for the industry. Would you consider paying more for the clothing that stays fresh and only need washing half as often as other clothing and therefore last longer? Yeah, they are. They are willing to pay more. More than 70% are willing to pay more for these kind of products. So they are willing to pay more and they are willing to wear more and wash less. So here we have a really, really good opportunity from the industry to do something. But we need to communicate to the consumer that they can wear more and they can wash less. And we have in our product offer our partner brands this care label, introducing and instructing the consumer that they can wear more and wash less. And you can also gain 50 points in the Higg Index if you add this. So to sum up, be climate smart, wear more and wash less. Reduce your carbon footprint, extend the life of your garment, save energy, save water, save time, and save money.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright 2015 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.